So earlier this evening, we hosted a Tat Shabbat here in our sanctuary. Time for our little ones to come and do a little bit of singing, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of praying. Okay, a lot of dancing and running around, but such is as it is. And as part of our Hanukkah prep, we played a game with the little ones. We had all of the grown-ups with little flames. And one of our younger ones got to be the Shamash, and he would come and he would light us, and we put the candles on our head and created a human menorah. I was tempted to have you all do that, by the way, but decided maybe not. But actually, believe it or not, there is a truth to this, to each person, in fact, being a candle. My good friend, Rabbi Paul Kipnis, has a beautiful teaching that I'd like to share with you tonight in preparation for Hanukkah beginning on Sunday. It draws on ancient and modern commentators, but it reveals a lesson about Hanukkah on a different level than we usually celebrate, and brings a spiritual approach to the holiday. Rabbi Kipnis starts by bringing the teaching of Rabbi Dan Ehrenkrantz, who's the former head of the Reconstructionist Rabbinical College. He teaches this. Traditionally, a Chanukiah, the lamps for Hanukkah, were oil lamps. What are the components of an oil lamp? What do you need for an oil lamp? Oil, good. Yep, that was obvious. And a wick and a flame, right? You need a flame and a wick and an oil. The fire ignites the wick. The wick gives form or shape to the flame, and the oil, or nowadays our wax candles, right, provide fuel for that continuous fire. Well, Rabbi Ehrenkrantz notes that the Hebrew words for flame and wick and oil start to give us some insight into another layer of meaning for the holiday. The word for flame in Hebrew is ner. We usually use ner to mean like candles, lahadlik ner shel Shabbat, the lighting the candles of Shabbat, but ner actually can mean that flame, ner. A wick in Hebrew is a patil, and the oil is shemen. So ner, patil, and shemen. If you take the first letter of each of those words and make an acronym, thank you. There's one of those words in there. Right? You take the nun and the pei or fei and the shin, you get the Hebrew word nefesh. You get the Hebrew word nefesh, which means the soul. That is to say that the soul, nun, fei, shin, nefesh, represents all the elements of a candle. A candle is, in other words, a symbol of the soul. The creative spark of flame, the wick that gives the flame form, and the oil that keeps the flame alive. Each person, Rabbi Ehrenkrantz teaches, each soul can be a light with a spark of creativity and the spark of divinity within each one of us. Proverbs 20:27 actually says, "Ner Adam nishma, ner Adonai nishmat Adam." The spirit of a person is a ner, is a light, a flame of God. We each have a light within us, and we each can be a light with our inner souls. You know, maybe those pretend flames with the Tachbah kids were more meaningful than I thought. Who knew? But there's more. Rabbi Kipnis then brings an insight from our teacher, Rabbi Jonathan Slater. Rabbi Slater recently retired after many, many years of helping guide the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. He's an expert in the teaching of Hasidic texts, especially Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. And Rabbi Kipnis and I both learned with Rabbi Slater as part of the Clergy Leadership Project, an 18-month fellowship with IJS. In any case, Rabbi Slater is going to teach us that there's something miraculous about each of us in every moment. Here's what he points out. In both the Talmud and later sages, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, they both agree that the miracle of Hanukkah was that this single cruise of oil lasted not one day, but 8 days, right? The ancient Maccabees, Rabbi Slater writes, looked at this single vial of oil And based on their previous experience, they decided, oh, this is probably, this is sufficient for one day. They decided that that container didn't have the capacity to keep the flame burning more based on the experiences of what they perceived. But then that one little jar of oil surpassed all expectations. It went beyond what others thought were its limits, and it persisted and burned not for one day, but for 8 days, right? Those who had misperceived it then judged that they were witnessing a miracle. What they were seeing was the power of God in this particular moment. So too, Rabbi Slater teaches, we look at ourselves, or we might look at other people, and based on previous experiences, or based on our own personal preferences or fears or biases or hopes or anxieties or need or whatever, we determine what we can and cannot do. We look at other people, and based on what we think of them, we determine what they can and cannot do. And then something else happens, something beyond what had been expected, and we can experience it, whatever it is, as a miracle, as we learn of God's power. Pirkei Avot teaches us, Al tistakel bekankan, ela b'masha yeshbo. Do not look at the container itself, but rather at what is inside of it. Miracles can come when something happens beyond the limit of what we expect or what we perceive. We can exceed our own limitations, or to put it another way, our perceived limitations do not need to bind us. Rather, God's power can enable us to exceed them in miraculous ways. And one more thing from Rabbi Slater and Rabbi Kipnis about recognizing these miracles. When you light a candle, you expect it to stay lit as it burns, even if they're the trick Shabbat candles, Scott, that we gave you at the beginning of it, right? But you expect you're going to light it, and eventually it will burn out. This is the normal order of things, right? But what Rabbi Slater points out is we often fail to notice each moment that the candle is burning, that there's actually something happening. We're very good at noticing the very beginning when it's lit, and we're very good at noticing the very end when it goes out. We look, we lit it, or look, it's burnt out and now it's done. But most of the time, we're not very good at noticing what happens in the middle. The middle, that in-between time when the candle's existence and the interaction of the flame and the wick and the wax or the oil, these produce light and heat. This demonstrates God's sustaining and enlivening power. We don't usually pay much attention to the in-between parts, to the middle parts. We don't usually notice them as they're happening. And the same, Rabbi Slater points out, is true in our own lives. We see the big things, the starts and the stops, the births, the deaths, the major milestone moments. But often we're going to miss the in-between moments, the miraculous moments that occur when we aren't paying as much attention. And it's ironic because that's actually the longest part of our lives, God willing. They're no less miraculous than life, than death or than birth, but we pay that middle section maybe less attention. We don't see the daily interaction of flame and wick and oil as a miracle of God's power, but it can be if we stop and recognize it and stop and watch for it. Rabbi Kipnis encourages us this year, when we light our Hanukkah candles, take some time to examine them. Notice each miraculous moment of their existence. Hold your attention in the candle as it burns. Attend each moment. Notice each flicker, each crackle, each plume of smoke. And then open yourself up to the possibility that there are miraculous moments in your existence as well. Remember, you are a candle, a nefesh, nun fe shin, a light of God. You can exceed the limits of expectations and what happens to be miraculous. There aren't just at the big moments of beginnings and endings, but these are the soft miracles of the in-between, the candles of our souls that burn brightly against all odds, and encourage you to notice the miracle of each and every moment, not just during Hanukkah, but in all of our lives, in our lives, in ourselves, and in the world around us. Rabbi Kipnis sums up our prayer for ourselves as we approach this holiday. He says, "This Hanukkah, may your soul shine brightly in all the in-between moments. This Hanukkah, may your life become a candle that illuminates the miraculous in the world." And together we say, Amen.